Next is wildlife tourism. From the name itself, we know it's related to wildlife. Wildlife protection is meant to curb poaching of rare animals and extinction of exotic species of animals. Now, this wildlife tourism plays a very important part. Why? Because if we have wildlife sanctuaries and people are allowed to visit those on a controlled basis, it is an added economic benefit for the country. Apart from that, it acts as an incentive for the country to make sure that we are not to protect those animals. So suppose if we are talking about tigers in India, they are attraction, major tourist attractions, because Bengal tigers are found in India. So what happens is government might start taking the protection of tigers very seriously on a basis of that. So national parks with excellent hotels, airstrips, safari vehicles and trained guides help promote wildlife tourism. Now we have certain wildlife sanctuaries here: Masai Mara, Kenya, Serengeti, Tanzania. Jim Corbett Park in India are excellent examples of very well maintained national parks. So out of here, Masai Mara in Kenya and Serengeti in Tanzania, out of which Masai Mara is the home to many wildlife species, it is also the site where great migration takes place. Lions, tigers, giraffes, elephants, and all these are the great tourist attractions. So most of this species are indigenous to a particular location. So if I am going to say Australia, I will definitely make sure that I see a kangaroo and come back. If I am going towards some other place, I might make sure that this is something which is found only in here. So I might take a look at that and come back. So wildlife tourism is one aspect here. This is the tiger tourism at Ranthambore, Rajasthan, India. The other one that we have is trekking tourism for the trekkers or the adventure travelers that have nature enthusiasts who want to explore beautiful nature. Now here there are various trekking packages. Most of them are towards the mountainous regions. Some of them are towards the forest regions. Some of them are combined with the camping trip. So you are trekking and you are carrying your tent with you and you are having a camp at that particular site. Then there are certain cycling and trekking tours wherein you are using a cycle to go a place to a place, and then carrying the cycle, which is a special type of cycle. It's lightweight. Some of them also have certain other ways to travel, or leaving the cycle at that particular place and going ahead for trekking. So this trekking can be near the waterfalls, deep canyons, craters, valleys, high mountains, whichever. It can be soft treks or difficult treks. Expeditions to Himalayas, Alps and Andes mountains in the Rift Valley are quite popular. Now all this are one of the most famous trekkers paradises, you can say. Historical monuments, dense forests and natural miracles like hot geysers are a big draw among trekkers. Now apart from this, these are the examples where trekkers might want to visit. So dense forests and historical monuments, you might want to go on a trekker's route to that particular monument rather than take a well-traveled route. So that will be a part of trekking tourism. These are the trekkers at the bottom of the waterfall. Next, what we have is agrotourism. As the name suggests, it must be related to agriculture or agro. Now we understand that there are the people who live in the city have need to know how this agrotourism is based on. We need to be connecting with the pleasures of living in a village. So what happens is agrotourism deals with tour packages which involve simple things which are a part and parcel of a village life. So suppose if we talk about agrotourism in India, an agrotourism package might involve, say, having a bullock cart, all right, a bullock cart ride. It might involve a visit to a cattle shed wherein how the milking process is taking place, that you can see. It can be a tour project wherein you are told to go and pluck the kind of fruit which is growing at that particular farm. It can be having yak rides or certain other things which are famous for that particular place. It can be also staying in the homestays, which are homestay facilities which are there in those villages. So all this forms a part of agro-tourism. It not only gives an enriching experience to the tourist, but also helps the local population in the village. So one of the example that we have in India is the model village near Ahmedabad, Saguna Bagh in Maharashtra, and the Baramati Agro Park, which are famous for agro-tourism. This is when we are talking about India, but agro-tourism, when we talk about international destinations, is also there. There are various agro-tourism based projects which are there, wherein the tourists have to take part and actually work on a farm. They are actually the ones who are milking the cows or other things like that. So all this is a part of agro-tourism. Now this is a slide which gives you a picture of Saguna Bagh, which is near in Maharashtra. Now you can see the bullock, right? A typical village, real ones, which is there. Okay, and the tourists can have the village experience here. Apart from this, there can be certain other activities which can be involved in agro-tourism, like which are what we have in India are the markets where in the finished product, that is the farm product which is there, is sent to the particular market and sold. So that seeing that how that process takes place is also a part of the indigenous experience of a village. The next one is health tourism. We already know it involves around health. This can be with respect to medical treatments, taking medical treatments abroad, or it can be with respect to how we can have a balance of body, mind and spirit. So it might involve meditation, yoga. There can be a combination of meditation, yoga and certain other treatments, or traditional Chinese therapy, or yoga treatments which are there in Kerala. So these are the large number of patients which travel abroad for these things. Some destinations in the world have become famous as medical tourism destinations. So these are the hot spots which people go and visit again and again. Right. So there are health spa specific therapy centers. So there are many health resorts which provide two different types of spa therapies. They are combining the massage therapy plus the traditional using the traditional oils and going ahead with it. So health tourism is a huge market, wherein it is an upcoming market, and there are hospitals which are involved, there are resorts which are involved, and the overall scenario revolves around the health of the tourist. Now this is one of the picture for health resort and spa. Romans built many warm and cold spas for health reasons. This we are talking about the earlier days. Prove that curative baths relax and de-stress. Even in earlier days, there were baths which we know of. There were certain sites which had hot sulfur springs. So that's how the people used to travel at that place. Now we have the Ayurvedic therapy and the yoga tourism. Now it is famous in India, and one of the pioneering state is Kerala. Ayurvedic and yoga therapy are practiced in India in ages. These therapies have millions of followers all over the world. Benefits for Ayurvedic treatment and yoga are acknowledged by Western medical experts as well. Now, Kerala Ayurvedic therapy centers have come up in thousands of cities in India and outside. So, when we are talking about Kerala Ayurvedic therapy centers, these centers are located all across Kerala, and then they have their own centers outlets which are located around various cities in India as well as in international, that is other cities. So different types of yoga therapies are prescribed and practiced in the east and the west for health benefits and keeping fit. So what happens is, when we are talking about a tour package which involves yoga tour, ideally a traveler who is traveling from his own home country is pre-planning the yoga trip or pre-planning the therapy. So there are certain planned things which go forward. So suppose if he is suffering from certain health elements and he is coming for a Ayurvedic treatment for it, he already knows what sort of treatments are there and roughly its package expense. On coming here, he is first examined and then prescribed the Ayurvedic treatments accordingly. So these are certain things which are taking place. So it, what happens is this tourist who are coming to have such therapies will be staying at that particular center or in and around. Most of the centers, most of the famous centers which cater to the international tourists have their own resorts. So it is basically a spa and resort which is offering this Ayurvedic therapies. This is a yoga center and it is in Caribbean. This is a session in Ayurvedic treatment in process. Now, what is laughter yoga group? Now, laughter yoga is based on a philosophy wherein if we laugh, it is proving beneficial for our health. It is one of the things which forms the basic of laughter yoga. There are many laughter yoga clubs across the world. We have many of them which are regularly held across many cities in India as well. So people just gather and they laugh forcefully. Further ahead, because of the group dynamics, such forceful laughter later on comes out to be a natural laughter. So there are many beneficial things with respect to laughter yoga. Further ahead, there are certain trips which are taken to destinations with respect to laughter yoga groups. So these are one of the things that we have. Then there is specific medical tourism destination. So earlier when we talked about health or tourism, there is an aspect wherein we are talking about medical tourism and the destinations which are famous for certain things. So we have some of the destinations which are very famous here. The country like Mexico, which offers dental treatments, plastic surgeries and weight loss surgeries. The ideal clients or the big market which forms the medical tourism market share of Mexico is the US. Being proximity, being easily nearer to Mexico, what happens is the US citizens might travel to Mexico, have this particular treatment and travel back home. And the money involved would be comparatively very less as compared to their home country, that's US. So that's how the Mexico medical tourism destination has been come up. Next is China. China has all this particulars which offer this services here. There are many leading hospitals which provide this treatments plus the Chinese traditional medicine, and combining it, there are special techniques which are there. So China is coming up as one of the most popular medical tourism destinations, especially in the Asian countries. Then we have South Korea. Its USP is technically advanced hospitals which are available here. So most popular surgeries which are involved is the eyelid surgery, nose drops, facelifts and skin tightening. So this particular country has most of the international tourists who are coming to this country for this treatments and going back. Then we have Singapore, ranked as the sixth best healthcare system in the world, and it is the highest ranked in Asia. Now the reason for its so much of a popularity is because of the fact that it is it has no language barriers in general, because English is widely accepted. Further ahead, it is the price which is comparative to the prices towards the Western countries. Apart from that, it is the technology which is involved here which is of a very good quality. So these four tourism destinations are one of the famous ones. Now what we have is religious tourism. From the name and the earlier discussions, we know that people are traveling and the main purpose is religion. So there are different beliefs which are after this. So it can be the Hindus who are going to various cities which are specifically important, and there are certain myths and mythologies which attach significance to these shrines. Then there are Muslims who go for the Hajj pilgrims. There are Christians who go to the Vatican. Then then there are other religions also, like the Zoroastrians and the Buddhist tours which are taking place. So these are the tours to certain places which are important with respect to their religious beliefs. So here are certain examples of the holy cities that we have: Kashi, Haridwar, Rishikesh, Vaishnav Devi, and Tirupati, Guruvayur, Puri. So these are certain cities which are important with respect to Hindus. These are certain Hindu religious places. We have Haridwar and we have Rishikesh. So these are the main shrines which Hindus take tours to. This is a picture which depicts the Vatican near Rome. Next, what we have is entertainment tourism. This is wherein the travelers are taking a tour to get entertained or recreated. So people like to relax and entertain themselves. This can be with respect to music, dance, drama, or some other means when abroad. Now, theme parks, opera houses, multiplexes, malls, casinos, and nightclubs are very popular here. So if I'm talking about going and enjoying myself, I might go to a city which will provide me facilities which are very entertaining for me. Someone might love to gamble, or someone might love to go ahead and have adventures in theme parks or adventure parks. So that is the kind of city that one might go. So the basic reason for tourism would be entertainment. In almost every country, huge sums are spent to create entertainment venues for the public, and as in public as well as the private sector. International tours today must have some kind of entertainment in order to satisfy all kinds of tourists. So ideally, when we say a balanced destination, it will cater to all types of tourists. Further ahead, it will provide different types of attractions. So over here we are talking these types of attractions. So a city might be famous for its brilliant nightlife. City might be famous for its casinos and the shopping malls that we have. This is the popular theme park that we have, Disneyland. The famous structure, the castle that is there, and here is the Mickey and Minnie Mouse. There are parades which are going on, and there are 4 Disneylands in the world. Now we have the local dances of Madang in Papua New Guinea. So when we are talking about entertainment tourism, it also means that there are cultural dances or cultural heritage which is shown with respect to different fairs and festivals at that particular destination. So this is a big draw for the tourist. So suppose if a tourist wants to get entertained by seeing the dance culture in India, he might try to come to India during certain dance festivals like the Khajuraho dance festival or the Kunark dance festival or others. This is the Rajasthan folk dance. Now, ideally, a very good tour package of Rajasthan has at least one cultural Rajasthani folk dance which entertains the tourist. So there are many desert safaris wherein there are sites like Jaisalmer, cities like Jaisalmer and Jodhpur, and it has a camp dance, that is the folk dance, which is shown in the open sky. Under the open sky. So that is one of the USB that attracts the inbound travelers, that is international travelers, again forming a part of the entertainment. Now we have the casino tourism. This kind of tourism is specifically related to casino joints. So betting and gambling is an irresistible impulse. Okay, so here what we have is the economics are many economies thrive on income generated through casinos. Now here we have another aspect. Although casinos are said to have a negative effect on the culture where the casinos are present, the government still don't go ahead and ban them. Why? Because they are lucrative. There are people who are going to come and gamble and make lots of losses for themselves, but profits for the country and the casino involved. So the example no one can forget is the Las Vegas, which is the casino city. There is Macau, Monaco, Goa, and the Atlantic City. So these are the cities which are the top contenders when we talk about casino tourism. Casinos are often part of fantastic architectural marvels as seen as Las Vegas. So if you actually search the images for Las Vegas, there are various shows which are held. There is brilliant lightings, there are streets, there are many casinos with beautiful neon signs. So all these are the sightseeings that you can observe at Las Vegas. In India, there are two states wherein gambling is allowed, and that's Goa and Sikkim. Illuminated casino cities are a great visual treat to observe at night. So yes, one visit to Las Vegas, although if we are not interested in gambling, one can definitely go to see how Las Vegas looks. So another city which is there, Macau, China, would be there. Macau, Hong Kong, China would be there. A visit to Macau would be very entertaining, not only for the gamblers but also for the non-gamblers. This is the view of Macau casinos at night. This is how it will look during lightings in the night. The next is a sports tourism. When we are talking about sports tourism, again, like we discussed earlier, it would be relation with sports. So there are many sports tournaments related to football, cricket, badminton tournaments. Further ahead, there will be games like Olympics, etc. So over here, there are large number of international travelers which will travel to this venue to experience the live matches. So this forms sports tourism. Apart from that, there are people who might want to take part in such tours, tourism. So these are the tourist attractions here. This is our famous icon Sachin Tendulkar, and the cricket stadium is always full. The World Cup football, that is the FIFA Cup that is there, it draws millions. Of course, the Formula Car races, again, tournaments held definitely draws a great number of people. The next type that we have is the adventure sports. Now, over here, there are many kinds of sports, and most of the cities are famous for those sports. So, there can be different kinds depending upon soft adventure or hard adventure. So, adventure sports are attracting young people in big way. Many tourist cities create special adventure sports sites which test the skills and stamina and courage of the participants. Now, we are talking about artificially built things. For example, if there are many sites which offer rock climbing, but it's not a actual rock, but it's a wall which is created with the hinges and grooves so that people can actually try rock climbing with the safety gears. So that's an experience which we have. The thrill and excitement in adventure sports bring together people from diverse lands. Parasailing, zorbing, skiing, bungee jumping, desert safaris are all adventure sports of different kinds. Waterborne and airborne adventures are great attraction for young people. So when we are talking about adventures, it can be extreme adventures and it can be soft adventures. So depending upon the type of tourist, depending upon the type of destination that we are going to, the sports or the activities will differ. Now, this is the rock climbing in reality, and what I said earlier was rock climbing artificial wall. White water rafting, one of the most popular adventure sports. Here what we see is a destination is chosen which has a river which is not flowing smoothly. So there are many changes in the path of the river. Furthermore, this is a raft which is there. Ideally, the rafts might have six people or nine people. There are packages even in India at Tista River. There are river rafting packages near the Himalayas which provide you river rafting. So mostly done here, and it's again a very enthralling experience. We have the zorbing. What is zorbing is, this is a ball which is created and you are actually inside the ball. We require a slope or a plain grassland, and you just roll, you walk inside that particular ball. If you are on the slope, the ball is pushed, and that's how you go through. So it is an experience over here. Even in India, we have zorbing. Parasailing, again, parachute, and this is the sail. So this is the boat which takes you across, and you are in the air. So again, one of very good adventure sports and experience which you can remember. India also has parasailing parasailing tours. Now, the other type is the disaster tourism, which is also known as dark tourism or other kinds wherein tragic tourism. There are different names given to it. What happens here are people want to visit those sites which have been associated with certain tragedies, or like say nuclear accidents, or say earthquakes or tsunamis, or any other war sites. So all this are disaster which has been taken place and people are visiting there. So that's the curiosity, basic curiosity that draws this travelers to reach. So if you actually search for top 10 disaster sites or top 10 disaster tourism sites or dark tourism, you can have a list of destinations which are there. The disaster tourism is paradoxical, yet it exists in almost of the countries. So what happens here is it is kind of a negative impact. Why would any person want to see the site which is associated with tragedies? But although it is paradoxical, it draws large number of tourists. So the recent floods, one attraction that we might have with respect to the recent floods that have happened, there are many people who are actually going to that place to see what is the damage which is done. So that can be termed as the disaster tourism. So that was about disaster tourism. And the other types which I might say are the slum tourism. We know this, those who are living in India, there are many people who might come to India and want to see the great slums which are here. So that might be slum tourism. There are other destinations like Mexico or other Central American countries wherein slum tourism dwells. So there are depending upon various types of tourism, there are many other types which are involved depending upon the destinations. So this is the summary of various types of tourism that we did: the relaxation, business, sightseeing, nature enjoyment, health, religious, entertainment, sports, and the other types that we talked about. So these types of tourisms keep on adding or deleting, because tourism as a service sector or as a sector or industry is very dynamic. It keeps on changing. So what happens is there are new entries. Okay, there are various new types of tourism packages which are continuously bombarded in the market. Some remain and some are usually exited because there are no takers for it. So however, we have these are the main ones which we have listed. So that's end of the session. I hope the session was useful. What I suggest for this particular session is, when we are talking about types of tourism, you can just go and search what are the typical destinations which might come under such type. So if you are talking about religious destinations, religious tourist destinations, you can search top 10 or most famous, some other things. So you can go through and read extra information about it and make sure you have more knowledge about this. Thank you.